Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
These tax incentives were really driving development of manufacturing in the United States, and we see a loss of 840,000 jobs in the next 5 years if this bill is passed.
Analyst Dan O'Brien with Energy Innovation says the One Big Beautiful Budget Act, as it narrowly passed the House, could set back states like Alaska. He says the GOP-backed legislation would repeal clean energy investments and tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act, which would raise rates, especially for companies and rural consumers. Supporters of energy transition say they had hoped the way the IRA funded projects in conservative districts would protect it in Congress. So far, that hasn't worked out, and lawmakers from fossil fuel states argue the Biden-era law has been bad for their industries. In Indiana, economists say the IRA has been drawing manufacturing to the state, and solar installers in states like Michigan say they're worried. Alan O'Shea with family-owned CBS Solar says they'd probably lose the home installation market, which is 90% of what they do.
The other 10% of our business is commercial, and it would still survive, but the damage would be done. We're talking 25-plus employees here.
A federal court could rule any day on a challenge to President Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles against the will of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Department of Justice Attorney Brett Shumate says the protests against immigration raids deserve the response.
So the president has the discretion to decide what level of forces are necessary to counter the threat, necessary to repel the invasion, suppress the rebellion, or execute those laws. And in the president's judgment, 2,000 National Guard are necessary to execute the laws in California, and the record bears that out.
Newsom argues the guard's presence inflamed the protests and diverted troops from essential state-level duties. The court's decision may set a precedent for how far presidential authority can go when federalizing state forces. In New York City, Democratic mayoral candidate Brad Lander was arrested for confronting ICE agents at an immigration court. In the scuffle, he was recorded asking to see a warrant.
You have a judicial warrant.
Keep going. Push.
You have a judicial warrant.
Can I see
the judicial warrant?
After initially saying the U.S. would not get involved, Trump is escalating rhetoric about the Israel-Iran air war. Trump is now calling for Iran's unconditional surrender and warning that the U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader is hiding, but added, "We are not going to take him out for now." Following last weekend's shootings in Minnesota, senators received a private security briefing. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the level of violence and threats have dramatically increased and that more resources are needed. Capitol Police are requesting nearly $1 billion for 2026, up more than a fifth from the current budget. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.